It has long been predicted that increased funding has a positive impact on global biodiversity efforts, and a new study published in Nature has substantiated these claims. Australia, however, is close to the worst performer, behind only to Indonesia. Professor David Lindenmayer is from the Australian National University. He's also Research Director of the Threatened Species Recovery Hub of the National Environmental Science Program. The Wire's Jessica Supple asked him if this report was as bad as it seems for Australia.
It's actually worse, and it's worse because many species have suffered extinction and we can't do anything about those. But there are many, many species that are now on threatened species lists. Many of those species that are threatened are in now very small populations and are highly vulnerable. And that means that they're very prone to extinction when they're small populations and at high risk. And for some species, they have what's called an extinction debt. And that is that because the populations are so low and the threatening processes haven't been mitigated, those animals and plants are potentially doomed to extinction unless we really take severe action and take action very quickly. So it's actually worse than it sounds because there's a lot more species very close to the edge that haven't yet gone extinct but will do so if we don't take action and action very soon. What this new study that was just published in Nature shows is that as the pressures grow on these ecosystems, that means that there's more people using more resources, agriculture is intensifying in some places, that suggests that you actually need to increase the amount of funding significantly in concert with the extent of those pressures. And that's exactly what we're not seeing in Australia. So we're seeing spending on the environment has declined dramatically in the last 10 years.
Do you think reports like this one do anything to change the government's approach to funding?
The governments that we have are the governments that people elect, and we get the governments that we deserve. So if the Australian public really has deeply held concerns about the Australian environment, then they need to make sure that they lobby their governments to make the changes that are needed. And people do need to speak out about what's going on in the environment. This is our natural heritage that we're talking about here. And Australia has not performed well in holding on to its natural heritage.
Do you think that the Australian general public think of Australia as we have a quite a diverse conservation system? Do you think that people know how bad things are at the minute?
No, I don't think they do. And I think most Australians are now, sadly, quite disconnected from their natural environment. We have increasing proportion of the population, well over 90% of the population, living in urban environments and are very disconnected from the rest of Australia and very disconnected from the natural environments that are such spectacular places across this country. And often what is happening is that more people from overseas are interested to come to see the natural environments in Australia than Australians are wanting to go and see their own extraordinary natural places. And we have to change that culture. This is an amazing country. It's truly patriotic to be concerned about your own environment as an extraordinary place, as a natural resource for all Australians. And the level of investment, the level of spending, the level of concern is not equivalent to what's really happening at the moment in this country.
Professor David Lindenmayer speaking there with The Wire's Jessica Supple.